100th Psalm. I'm not going to stand long this morning. We have a funeral service at 2 o'clock up at a funeral home in Dallas for Brother Olin Clark. But I want to open the Word of God, and we want to give God thanks. I want to say this morning. Thanksgiving is about thanking God. I heard a politician, you can't believe half what they say, maybe a quarter what they say, recently say that Easter was about more than Christ. Huh? That's like saying Christmas is about more than the birth of Jesus. Well, I got news for you, folks. Thanksgiving is about giving thanks to God. When the very first Puritans and Pilgrims met together, you know, people came to this country because they wanted a place primarily to be free. Free not to serve an oppressive government, but free to serve God the way they chose. And the very first people came together to give thanks, and they took what they had and they put their hands together and they prayed and they thanked God. In 1939, Franklin Delano Roosevelt declared the next to last Thursday in November as a national holiday. And in 1941, Congress permanently established the holiday as the fourth Thursday in November. Now, obviously, in this country, the Sunday following Thanksgiving is the busiest travel day in the United States. How do you have Thanksgiving without giving thanks? To who? To God. Let's open the Bible and look at Psalms 100, the 100th Psalm, five verses. It says this, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness and come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, and his mercy is everlasting, and in truth endureth to all generations." You know, I appreciate all the singing this morning and all the songs. They point back to the Lord, and we want to give God all the glory. You know, I really like to be able to come to the house of the Lord and worship. But we need to give thanks. And giving thanks is not something that we just do on Thanksgiving. It's something that I think we should do every day. We have so much to be thankful for. And if we look at the Word of God, and you look particularly at the example of Jesus Christ, in the book of Matthew, chapter number 15, and verse number 36, it says that he, speaking of Jesus, took the seven loaves and the fishes, and he gave thanks. Now you see, I believe if we want God to bless what we have or what we do, the very first thing we need to do is turn it around and point it back to him. Give God all the glory, all the praise. And sometimes if we thank him, and here's the thing about this particular scripture here in Matthew chapter 15. Jesus took these loaves and these fishes, and he gave thanks before he distributed them. You know, if we also look in Ephesians chapter number 5, Paul, the Apostle Paul, gave us an example when he gave thanks. And he says this, "Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." Now, I just want to go through this scripture just to give you a little bit of breakdown. We won't stand but just a few minutes this morning. But we've already said, who do we thank? Who do I give thanks to? We give thanks to the one true God. If you look at this scripture in Psalms 100 in the third verse, it says this, "Know ye that the Lord, he is God. He has no equal, there is no other that can be looked at. There is no other name given among men whereby we must be saved other than the name of Jesus." Scripture says there's one God and one mediator, the man Christ Jesus. So who do we thank? In Colossians chapter 1 and verse 3, it says, "We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you." You see, we don't bow to just any God, and we don't just pray to any God. And that's why we pray. When we pray in Jesus' name. I've said this before. There was a man that was invited to come and pray at a particular event at the Capitol, and it was in such that when he was invited, there was, you know, a person from this religion and a person from that religion, and they said, you know, we want to have the Christians represented also, but when you come, we don't want you to pray. You can't mention the name of Jesus. Well, he actually said, that's not the way that it's going to be. And he basically got the Christian Action League involved, and he sued them, and obviously he won. And he came up before the group, and he had 2 minutes to pray. He said, I rehearsed it, I wrote it out, and in 2 minutes, he said the name of Jesus 83 times. Now, I want to tell you something, folks. There is one God, and there is no equal, and there is no pyramid that makes it to heaven. We come through our God, our Father, and His Son, Jesus Christ. So we thank the one true God. We also thank God, our Creator. In the latter part of that third verse, it says, it is He who has made us and not we ourselves. The first thing that I think we need to do if we're going to honor God is recognize that we are not Him. That He created us. We didn't create Him. There were people in the Old Testament, examples given, to where they would create a God and they would give that God the characteristics that they want Him to have. Folks, people are still doing that today. But God is God, and He's going to be God regardless of what the world does. And He's going to be God when all the people today that are defying Him are gone. You know, if we look back at history, what was happening 15, 20 years ago, folks, those people, a lot of them, their influence is already gone. But God is still God. And He's going to be God until He returns. He is the Creator, and He is the one who has created us. We did not create Him. Now, I know there's a lot of people that try to push different opinions, and they say, we don't believe in creation, and they try to push this evolution stuff. But I want to tell you something. I want to tell you, God created it all, and He created man in His image, and He created man for a purpose upon this earth. The scripture says in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. So we thank God, our Heavenly Father, the one true God. We thank God, our Creator. And here's another, if you look at this scripture, the third verse. It says, we are His people and the sheep of His pasture. So we thank God, the one true God, our Creator, but we thank God, our Provider. You know, when they got together and they prayed at the first Thanksgiving, what were they thanking God for? They were thanking God for harvest. Have you seen the ear of plenty when the fruit and the vegetables are rolling out of it? How can we sit down at Thanksgiving and not join hands with one another and look around the table and thank God for His blessings, thank God for His provision, thank God for what He has done in our lives? Psalm chapter 23, verse 1 and 2, it says this. The Lord is my shepherd. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, and He leadeth me beside the still waters. You know, when I think about how that God provides for me, you know, sometimes we get concerned about the corporation or we get concerned about the job. You know, I've got one of those write-it-down statements on my wall at work, and it's simply this. It is the prayer of Jabez. You begin to go through the Old Testament, and you're going through all those genealogies, and you come down to where Jabez was, and all of a sudden there's name after name after name, and you get to Jabez, but it says, and Jabez called upon the name of the Lord. And he said, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me. And the scripture says this, and he said, and that you would keep me from evil. And it said, and God granted him that which he requested. Now, folks, our provision comes from the Lord. And if you don't believe that, all you have to do is turn away from God, and all of a sudden the hand of God's blessing be removed from you. No amount of education, no job security, no big 401k. There's nothing that you can have to depend on when God removes His hand from you. Your blessing comes from the Lord, our Provider. So, who do we thank? And then why do we thank Him? Well, if you look at this scripture in Psalms 100 in the fourth verse, It says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise and be thankful unto him and bless his name. Well, here's something very simple. We are told to. Have you ever, and it seems like obviously the world's changing today, but you remember the term respect your elders. We were taught to say yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am, and yes, sir, and no, sir. And I can remember times that, you know, if you didn't do it, you kind of get that nudge from mom and dad. I want to tell you something, folks. Go back to what I said earlier. He's God. We are not. He deserves the praise. He deserves the reverence. He deserves the thanks. And we ought to praise God and thank God. Why? Because we are told to. He's God. He created us. We didn't create him. But I want you to see something else. Why do we thank him? It's like the song they sang. In the fifth verse, in the first part of the verse, it says, for the Lord is good. You remember the prayer that the children used to pray? God is great. God is good. Let us thank him for his food. By his hands we are fed. Thank you, Lord, for daily bread. Amen. You know, the Lord is good. And I'll tell you this. Anytime that I am around my grandchildren, and I've got one now that I think that about 12 or 13, and I think Zeke just turned 7 or pretty close to it, and little Evie, she thinks she's 14, but she's just about to turn 4. But anytime we're together with them, little Zeke, the one that's in the middle, we want to get that boy to pray. And what surprises me is he might say this prayer. He might say the Lord's Prayer. He might sing the blessing. I'm sure y'all too big to do it now, but y'all remember singing the blessing. And when he prays, you know why I even thought about it this morning? It's because God hears that prayer. We said it yesterday. The Lord said, forbid them not to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. Why? Because when they come and they say, good luck, Miss Kendra. Or they cry out to you. Or they call you grandpa or grandma. You know, the greatest thing you can ever be called as a man is grandpa. Bill Stafford told me that. And you look at the heart of these kids when they say these prayers. What about our heart? Do we really recognize this fifth verse and the first part of it? That we ought to thank God, for the Lord is good. You know, they asked us earlier, and it's getting to where, you know, Thanksgiving changes, doesn't it? The Christmas list changes too. Preached a message one time on the Christmas list. Because the time that Kendra and I have been together, the Christmas list has changed so much. And we found that the world's changed, but what we find in our relationship with God is that he has not. If you look at the latter part of this verse 5, it says, for his mercy is everlasting. You know, as we here today, and you know, we're having a Thanksgiving praise service, and we had a memorial service here yesterday. We've got one this afternoon, and you know, sometimes my heart begins to be heavy when I think about all the people that we have lost just within the past year at Hiram First Baptist Church. But I was sitting right over here as they were singing, and as Brother Mike was testifying about being redeemed, and I got to thinking about what they're doing in heaven. I got to thinking about Brother Olin. And I got to thinking about Brother Jimmy Beal. And I got to thinking about Brother Roy Barnes, Brother Quinn. I got to thinking about Miss Betty Payne. Thinking about my mother and dad. As I go through the list and I look at all the names, there's just about enough of them over there to have a service. Hiram First Baptist in heaven. And you know why they're able to do that? Because his mercy is everlasting. Because 103 in verse 8 says, the Lord is merciful and gracious and slow to anger and plenty in mercy. And in the 117th Psalm, it says, his merciful kindness is great toward us. You know, God's been good to us here. Well, we can go back to that John chapter 14 where he said, I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go, I'll come again. Folks, it's important. And it's important to give God thanks. The fifth chapter, the fifth verse and the end of the verse, it says, his truth endureth forever. We can give God thanks for that. You know, we can give God thanks because he doesn't change. In the 117th Psalm, the latter part of the second verse, it also says that the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. God does not change. I've got this Bible, and this is a Nelson Open Bible. This is a 1977 publish. I've got one at home that is exactly the same. It's got a black cover on it. And it's important to me because it belonged to my dad. It was the last Bible he preached out of. And I don't know if you've ever done this, but have you ever got your Bible and your parents' Bible and your grandparents' Bible and you lay theirs beside yours and you go down and you read it? It still reads the same. Sometimes I try to find one as old as I can find it. I've got some old ones and I read them. And they're the same. And the reason they read the same is because God does not change. And folks, that's something to be thankful for. We can also be thankful because of his many benefits. You know, the question, does it really matter if I serve God? Oh, it matters. It matters. Does it mean you'll never have a problem? No. Does it mean you'll never have a sickness or a bad report from the doctor? No. But it matters, because if God is a part of what you do, it creates a structure and a pattern in your life that the greatest thing you can possibly leave behind is the testimony that you leave to those that are behind you, your children. That's the heritage of knowing the Lord. So the last thing is, how do we thank him? We thank him according to what it says here in the scripture. It says, to make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. That means to worship. You know, there's nothing like coming into the house of the Lord with the people of God and feeling the Holy Spirit of the Lord. You know, when I come into this church and I'm just preparing for service, sometimes I can just feel God's presence. And everywhere I go, I'm in service, but I worship him in my life because he is my God, and everywhere I go, he's with me. So we thank him through worship. We also thank him through obedience. The middle of this first verse, it says, serve the Lord with gladness. Give God the honor and glory that he deserves. Somebody came up to me this morning, and they were talking about Hiram First Baptist Church. They said, I've never seen a church this size with so many people that want to work to serve the Lord. And can I say this to you? The Bible says that God is not unfaithful to forget your work and labor of love, which you do show and have shown toward his name. But I want to tell you, thank you. Thank you for the way that you have ministered to these families this week that are in need. Thank you for the food. And praise God for Baptist casseroles. Amen. They just keep coming. And we thank him through worship, obedience, and then with fellowship. See, in the latter part of this first verse, the third part of it, it says, come before his presence with things, with singing. You see, if you appreciate God and what he's done for you, then let him know it. You know, one thing we believe at Hiram First Baptist Church is we believe in the altar, and we had these boxes up here, and I think we probably got close to 400 of these up here right now, and thank you, church, for that. But you know, y'all bring them in, I just keep moving them, because we're going to make sure that there's enough altar left that you can come pray. Why? Sometimes you need to come pray because you don't know Jesus and you need to meet him. Sometimes you need to come pray because you have things that you need God to move on. And we've already said that this morning. We're praying that God would touch Brother Tommy Graham. We're praying that God would touch these families that have suffered loss and pour out His grace upon them. But let me tell you another time you need to use these altars. You need to just come and say, thank you, God. Thank you, God, for your blessings. Thank you for your goodness. God, thank you for your kindness. God, thank you for hearing my prayer. God, thank you for being gracious to me. Now, I don't know about you. I don't know why God loves me the way He does. Sometimes I just need to thank Him. You see, sometimes, and there's a song that we used to sing, and I know a lot of gospel songs. I've been serving the Lord a long time. There's one that's entitled, I Just Came to Talk to You, Lord. Part of the song in the verse and the words, it says, maybe tomorrow there'll be trouble and sorrow, and 1,000 teardrops will fall. But before I face tomorrow's task, I just, no special favor to ask, I just came to talk to you, Lord. I'm going to ask you, if you would, to rise to your feet. That's what I've got this morning for the service. We're going to ask Alicia. She's going to come back. She's going to sing a song. You know, God hears you and God knows where you're at. You know, sometimes we can try to understand and we can try to listen. But God is there. He's always there and He always understands. And she sings this song. These altars are open. If you want to come and meet Jesus for yourself, if you'd like somebody to pray with you, we'd be glad to do that. Maybe you got something that's heavy on your heart. You know, Thanksgiving's not the same for everybody. Thanksgiving will never be the same for me since I can't go to my mother's house and have it anymore. The reality of it is at Thanksgiving, because it's so different, we want to be away from home. And we try to go other places. Some of you might feel that. Thanksgiving might be different because somebody's missing from the table. But I want to tell you who's not missing is God. If you want to come and talk to Him and just pour your heart out before Him this morning, you can do that. Just tell Him where you're at. Tell God what's on your mind. But maybe this morning you just want to come and say, thank you, Lord. So as she sings, these altars are open for you to pray.
To just keep pressing on. He's given a promise, and I'm gonna stand on every word His holy word has said, and holding His hand. Thank you. intentions that I've had. Sometimes my strength can fail. And though I have tried the very best that I could, my weaknesses prevail. But then I remember the promise you made, that in my weakness he is strong. And that's when I know that whatever may come, his steady hand will lead me.
Be seated. Just a couple of announcements, and then we'll dismiss. Thank you so much for being in the house of the Lord with this morning. We do pray that you have a very good Thanksgiving. Remember that God has not changed. One day there's going to be a day that we're going to sit down at the Lord's table. And maybe, I thought about it, maybe the reason that the Lord hadn't already come back is he needed Brother Olin to build a table. One of the best carpenters we know built this stage, built the pavilion out here, built the benches out front. You know, sometimes, and I heard a preacher say this, I've just about got more on the other side than I got on this side. You ever think about that? The blessings, what God has prepared for us. Eyes not seen, ear hath not heard, neither hath it entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for his children. Let's remember the Wright family, the Clark family. Celebrate recovery. We'll be here tomorrow night. Looking forward to a special service. Going to have a Thanksgiving dinner tomorrow night at Celebrate Recovery. And so be here at 6, and then about 10 to 7, we'll have a service. Remember Brother Preston Morgan. Preston Morgan would be here today, working up in the sound room or somewhere else if he could. But remember him. His health is not good. Remember Brother Tim Allen. Tim Allen's also been in the hospital. Let's continue to pray for Brother Rick Gravett. And also pray for Brother Buddy Allison. God knows his needs. It's good to see Cecil and Lou back with us this morning. Glad to have y'all here. We do have a couple of announcements.
y'all better.
Real quick, I just want to thank everybody that helped yesterday. Yes. Y'all were a blessing.
Yeah, that was amazing. Thank y'all. So speaking about that, we ended up being able to serve 27 families yesterday with Thanksgiving dinner. So we appreciate y'all's generosity. We're going to do the same thing for Christmas, so you'll see a donation jar out there. If you would, please give whatever you can. We also were able to take up some applications for the angel trees. So we filled those out last night. There's about 19 kids on the tree right now. I'm sure we'll get more. Just wanted to go quickly over it, how the angel tree works. There's a need, there's a want, and there's a God-honoring gift. You can do all three, or you can just do one. We've got them separated, so you can take whatever you want. When you take it, please let me know what number you're taking and which stocking you're taking, because we have to get these back and keep track of them. I think that's all for the angel tree. Melissa wanted me to tell you that if you'll see me, I can write down who wants a table and who wants a ticket, and you can pay her next week. I think that's it. No Awanas today?
No Awana tonight.
No Awanas tonight. So I think that's everything. Thank you.
Also on the angel tree, no gift cards, please.
Oh, and yeah. It'll say we have sheets that are very specific on what we are not able to do. Gift cards, bikes, electronics, phones, anything like that. So when you pick up those stockings, please pick up that information sheet as well. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, choir members, because of Brother Olin's funeral at 2:00 and we don't have any Awanas tonight, I know I had said 4:30, but let's make that 5:00 so we have a little extra time. So those that will and can be here at 5:00, and we're going to work on the Christmas music. And for everyone else, our Christmas program is going to be December 4th at 11 a.m. This is a wonderful opportunity to bring family and friends who would not come to hear a sermon, but maybe will come to hear Christmas music and hear the gospel for the first time. So be thinking about who you can bring with you for December the 4th at 11 a.m. And again, practice at 5 today. Thank you.
No Awana tonight, okay? And we're not going to have women's Bible study on Wednesday night because y'all going to be cooking for Thanksgiving.
I'm here to tell you that out on our senior ministry table, we have a table out there for the Sunshine Gang. We have some flyers today for our breakfast that we're going to have in December. It's going to be December the 2nd at IHOP. IHOP is letting us be able to use their back room for our senior citizens or whoever wants to come for that breakfast. December the 2nd, 9:00 at IHOP, and come hungry.
If we meet, we eat, right? Last thing we're going to do this morning, you know, we see all these boxes. These are going to children around the world. And it's hard to imagine this, but for you and I, we're blessed. We're so blessed. I don't know if we realize really how blessed we are. But this may be something that some child somewhere, it's all they get. And they're going to put tracks in these, and you're just basically desiring the opportunity to help someone, but someone will get saved from this. We received a letter this week from a family that watches this service via Facebook. They live about 100 miles away. And they told about how the church impacted them. And they told the story about how their 15-year-old daughter sat with them on Sunday and watched this service. Went out of the living room into her bedroom, got down by her bed and prayed. And came back in there and it said, "I just accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Savior." Well, that's a blessing. That's what it's about. And these boxes are going to go to children, and it's hard to imagine this, but that box will mean more to some kid somewhere than the impact of you getting a new car for Christmas. That's how blessed we are. So as we close our service, I'm going to ask if you would, Brother Jeff Johnson, would you mind closing us in prayer? And brother, if you would, pray God's special blessing over these boxes, that God would touch them and that the gospel would also go out.
Lord, we just come to you We thank you so much for your goodness. We thank you for waking us up this morning. You didn't have to. So God, we choose to be thankful because you were faithful. And Lord, I just pray that everyone has a wonderful Thanksgiving, God, but that when as soon as we get up on Thanksgiving Day, that, Lord, that you would be the first thing we thought of, that you would be the first one that we would thank, and just to be thankful for everything we have. And, Lord, we just want to pray a special supernatural prayer over these boxes, Lord, as they go out to these special children, that there will be many receiving their heart you, Jesus, and not from any boastful way from anyone who packed a box, but Lord, just a special supernatural blessings to the ones who did pack these boxes, who did offer their time and their willingness and their obedience to you, O God. Bless each one now as we go forth and be with the Clark family and the ones that are traveling to the funeral home, and be with each one who travels for Thanksgiving this week, Lord, until we can come back into this house Sunday and worship you again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.